Do I hate offensive linemen? No, I love offensive linemen. So, you know, but again, you got to take what's available, you know, and as we moved out of the fourth round, not have a pick until you get to six. So, there weren't many offensive linemen left at that point in time. So, you know, the board was pretty depleted by the time we got back on the clock. So,
did that run there in the fourth round on linemen?
There was a couple guys there, but you know, a couple that you look at, and that's just kind of how it works out. You know, you can't predict where it was. There was a run in the second round. There were some guys that we were really excited about, but they went before we picked also. So that's just kind of how it goes.
Did the Lions call you?
Yeah, the Lions called us. So they were looking to move up, and they had actually called us before the day started that if, you know, there's a player we're looking for there, would you be interested in this? So
they offered
a pick, you know, a pick in a higher round next year. So it's probably short-term sacrifices for long-term gains is what you're looking at when you're making those decisions. So it's one of those deals where right now you wish you had the pick, and then next year you're going, great, we got an extra three. You know, and it's so when you're kind of caught in the moment. That's why I think you got to have discipline on draft day. When you're caught in the moment, we'd rather have picks on this day. But when you really think about it, just you got a better chance of taking a guy in the third round 1 year better than you do in the fourth round. So that's why we made the decision.
Whoa! Evans was a real versatile player.
Yeah.
Do you see him as a safety?
You know, the unique thing about him is he's played safety, he's played nickel, he's played corner. He's a physical player. He's an outstanding special teams player. And Bill Schneider, you know, you're getting a Bill Schneider coach football player. They love him in Manhattan, you know, in terms of what they say about him. Had real good exposure to him. He's a guy that we've had our eye on for a while just because of his not only his athletic ability but his position versatility. So he's a guy that we were excited that he was still there. We didn't think he'd be there, nor did we think Shepard would be there. And I think some people even – if you follow the guys on TV, had him at a lot higher grade than he was. So,
are you looking at both guys as swing, like where they play?
You know, we're looking to fight to, you know, and as I told, we had a priority of doing a better job in terms of depth at inside linebacker and getting guys to play in the secondary. So, you know, that's what we're looking at right now. And we could take another one in the seventh. So, you know, we're going to get his if you look at the history, and I studied the history here, they haven't drafted a lot of DBs in the last 10 years. And, you know, there's a thing, we need to develop those guys and try not to rely on free agency to go out and get those guys. We had to because of the situation we were in, but we hope to continue to get defensive backs through the draft and develop them. So,
offensive line, I think Lane's the only O-line that you guys have drafted.
Drafted in the last 2 years, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just how it feels. You know, I mean, we hadn't drafted DBs in recent years, so it's just kind of, you can't take them all. You know, you only have a certain amount of picks, and it's not that we don't think we need to create depth in the offensive line, but as you look at it right now, the only offensive lineman we've lost is Todd, you know, and so we feel like getting Alan Barbee back off of his injury. Tobin and Gardner played really well for us there, and we've got some young guys that we're still continuing to develop. Julian Vandeveld is back. There's some guys there that have played for us, but, you know, it's just kind of how it fell. There were some offensive linemen we were really excited about in this draft. But we just didn't. They got picked before we had an opportunity to pick again. So
a lot of numbers. Do you
expect Evan Mathis then to be back? I know.
That's a question for Evan. So
a lot of numbers at cornerback now. Do you expect Watkins and Biggers to stay at that corner?
And we're going
to
throw them all out in the field and figure out who the best corners and safeties are. So, and again, I've said this. I don't care on Monday who lines up where. You know, we just let's start working on technique. Let's start backpedaling. Let's start. We got to. A long way to go. You got 3 weeks of just, you can't even go against a look. You know, they're just backpedaling and breaking and doing drills with, you know, with no heartbeat across from them. And then we'll get going and we'll figure it out. But the more people you have to select from, the better we think our prospects are in the secondary.
Chip, it sounds like you're saying you want Evan back. It's his decision. The ball's in his court.
But yeah, I mean, Evan has a contract. And
right.
So.
But if there's uncertainty there about what he wants to do, how do you decide whether you take an offer for him?
We have never had an offer for Evan, so there's nothing to take.
Well, how do you decide then whether it's worth shopping him if you're not sure what he wants?
Evan's been available to trade for 2 years now, and we've never had an offer for him. That's through his agent and him. They've asked for us to, if he can renegotiate a contract and see what he can get, and we've obliged him with that, but we've never had an offer on him. So.
You talked about measurables before, you know, with certain positions. With these last two cornerbacks, is this a case where their production kind of, you know, trumps that? They might not be.
No, Randall's a six-foot corner, you know, 195 pounds. Ja'Cory's just a little bit shorter, but not out of the realm of what we're looking for. I think he's just a notch at 5'11". So, you know, they're both in the ballparks in our height, weight, speed parameters and what we're looking for.
I think Ja'Cory ran in the 4.6s. Did he have a hamstring injury?
Yeah, he had an injury. Hurt it at the I think he may have. You got to exactly get with him when you talk to him, but we've discussed it and we know it that I don't think his play time is a lot faster than that when you turn the tape on, but he was injured when he finally got tested. So, but our first exposure to him was at the Senior Bowl. So,
as a kick returner, what stood out about him?
What's that?
As a kick returner, did he stand out to you?
Yeah, he's a guy that FIP had an eye on. You know, obviously we have a lot of guys, and then once we kind of figure out where they are from a special team standpoint, we ship them over to FIP, and he gave him a really good grade as a returner. So,
last year the business with Evan, he was present in the off season, but once he came in, everything, you know, he ostensibly did what he was supposed to do. Do you expect that again?
I don't know. I mean, the one part about this part with the CBA, and I said it with Michael, I've said it with Evan, whoever, it's strictly voluntary. So, you know, I can't call him and tell him we need him to be here, nor would I. That's the player's decision in terms of where they are. So that's a question for Evan, not us.
No,
I haven't talked to him since then.
Parts.
No, the mandatory doesn't happen until June. So.
Two more questions. Consideration, Chip, or did you take him completely off your board?
He's not on our board, Paul.
Anybody talk to you today about Kendricks? Any team inquire at all?
No.
Okay.
Elliot.
Back after
this. Yeah, that was. Okay. We're good. Appreciate it. I gave you an extra.
I know. Yeah.
Tweet. See, tweeting kills you.